Well, they're still talking. Thank you, Jim. I am so glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning and glad to welcome visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come back and visit with us again. We have several announcements that we need to call to your attention. First, don't forget that we do have midweek Advent worship this week at 7 o'clock. There's a meal at 6, and then at 7 o'clock we have our midweek worship service here. Our theme is Spoken by the Prophet, and we are worshiping with Holden Evening Prayer. So please come and join us this Wednesday. Also, don't forget that the Giving Tree gifts are due today. If you forgot them, go home and get them. Not now. But anyway, we're glad you've responded so generously to that, and we thank you so much. Today, our Family Promise families get here. Shannon, do you have something you want to say about that? Thank you, Shannon. Also, because of that, church council members, you're meeting tonight. Don't forget, because Family Promise is in the back, we'll be meeting in the front conference room. So, church council, please remember that. Marty. Marty has asked for some time to talk about, what's it called?
Beloved.
Beloved. Beloved. Whatever. I don't know how to say that word.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Marty. And I'm going to be nice to you and not ask you any questions like I do Sarah. All right, Sarah, you're up.
And the app.
Hey, Sarah. That was going to be my question. Do you think sitting down is going to keep me from asking you a question? Good job on the knot blankets, Sarah. Who chose the colors?
I did. I only got a few orange and purple. I was trying to do a lot of garnet.
Did you have any garnet and black ones?
No.
Okay. All right. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who comes to wake us from sleep, who leads us into the light of grace.
Amen.
Let us prepare the way of the Lord by confessing our sin against God and neighbor. God of all time, we confess that we have not prepared for your merciful reign among us. We ignore our neighbors in need and fail in the labor of justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your light and to seek the things that will endure until Christ comes again in glory. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. In Jesus Christ your sins are forgiven and all things are made new. Rejoice in this good news.
Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way for your only Son. By his coming, strengthen us to serve you with purified lives through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Hey, guys. Do I have to start something? Yeah, actually, I need your help. Are you willing to help me with do something? Because I have this message right here. And Mr. Blake Dowd, Blake, would you raise your hand? See Mr. Blake Dowd right there? Can you take that to him? Don't read it. Okay. You did good. You didn't read it, did you?
Yeah.
What do you think it might have said? That's good. That's good. You're doing great. I didn't read it either. I wrote it. I had a message I needed to give to Mr. Blake. Well, did he bring you one? Did he give you one to come back to me?
No, but maybe next Sunday.
Maybe next Sunday. That's true. That'd be great. Now, but here's the thing. I had a message I needed to get to Mr. Blake, but I'm over here. So how did I get it to him? I sent you as a taxi. That's right. You are exactly right. And today we're looking at God who sends another taxi.
I know what that is.
He sent a guy who's, you know who we're talking about today?
No, I haven't. But I know he had something on a stone.
Well, he did, but not this time. He sent a guy named John the Baptist. And just like I sent you with a message for Mr. Blake, God sent John the Baptist with a message for us. God had something he wanted to tell us. Now, what do you think God would tell us? Okay, let me give you a clue. It's near Christmas. So what do you think God would tell us before Christmas? To give other than get. That'd be a great message.
Give the
The people in the forest who don't have clothes or food. Okay. So right here before Christmas, what do you think God would be excited about?
Giving people presents.
Jesus' birth, that's right. So he sent John the Baptist to tell us that Jesus was going to be born. That's pretty cool, huh? So John the Baptist was a messenger, just like you were my messenger to Blake. John the Baptist was God's taxi, just like you were the taxi back to Blake with this message that was so important. Now, don't you really wonder what that message to Blake was? Well, what if we asked him to read it? Oh, God loves you. Isn't that a neat thing? That's what God was telling us. God, with John the Baptist, God loves us so much that he's sending Jesus. And God could have waited till Jesus got here to tell us about it, but he wanted us to get ready for all this excitement and all this joy at Jesus coming.
What is this?
That's my microphone. Yeah. It's a taxi for my voice. All right, so one of the things we can think about this is that we're also messengers of God. Should we tell other people the same message we gave Blake just a few minutes ago? Sure. That God loves you? Sure. And can we tell other people that Jesus is about to be born? Sure. It doesn't ever hurt to remind people and tell them. All right, so let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for giving us the message of God's love. And thank you for sending John the Baptist to prepare your way so that we can be ready to celebrate your birth. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First lesson is a reading from Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
second lesson is a reading from 2 Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire. But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" The baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me, and I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The lists are everywhere. They may have been around for a long time, but I think they really got popular when Jeff Foxworthy started his "You Might Be a Redneck" jokes. You know them, you hear them all the time. If your father walked you to school because you were in the same grade, you might be a redneck. If your dog and your wallet are both on a chain, you might be a redneck. Well, now we've got lists like that about being a lawyer or a doctor, about being from the North or from the South, or about being from Canada or West Virginia, or just about any other way we can categorize and divide people up. As you might expect, it's not too hard to find lists of "you might be a Lutheran if." You might be a Lutheran if you have an uncontrollable urge to sit in the back of every room. You might be a Lutheran if you serve Jell-O only in the proper liturgical color for the season. You might be a Lutheran if instead of introducing yourself to a visitor at church, you check out their name on the friendship register after they're gone. If you carry silverware to church in your pocket just in case there's a covered dish dinner, you might be a Lutheran. If all your casserole dishes have your name on the bottom, you might be a Lutheran. You might be a Lutheran if you're watching Star Wars in the movie theater, and when they say, "May the Force be with you," you answer out loud, "And also with you." Or finally, and most especially, you just might be a Lutheran if you've ever heard yourself say, "We've never done it that way before." Now, that last one is most certainly true. Lutherans are well known for, shall we say, being resistant to change. Lutherans don't like change. We're very comfortable with how things have always been, and that's just how we want things always to be. And that's what makes Advent so un-Lutheran. Oh, we celebrate Advent, and it's an important church season for us, but when you think about it, it just seems so un-Lutheran-like. Advent is about change. Advent is about rousing ourselves out of our complacency, about stirring us from our Lutheran listlessness. Advent is about God doing a new thing, something that's never been done before. That's what John the Baptist came to announce. Mark begins his gospel by just jumping right in, almost as if he can't wait to get to the heart of the story. There's no narrative of Jesus' birth or childhood. Rather, without prelude, Mark just suddenly has John the Baptist show up in the wilderness. And his message is a message of change. "Prepare the way of the Lord," was his theme. "There's one coming after me who is greater than me," he proclaimed. "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." John's message was that God was about to do something. And he was about to do something that had never been seen and had never been done before. God was about to do something completely new, unheard of, amazing. God was sending a Savior. God was sending His Son. God was sending Jesus to become one of us, to become one with us, so that we might be one with Him forever. It's never been done that way before. But listen to how Isaiah describes what God will do. "Make straight in the desert a highway for our God," he says. "Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill be made low, the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain." It's all about change. And this thing God is doing, the whole world gets turned on its ear, and things will never be the same again. God is coming in grace and in love. "Prepare the way," the Baptist shouts. "Here is your God," Isaiah proclaims. Oh, it's Advent. It's time to wake from your lethargy. It's time to stir from your stupor. Our God is doing something new here, now, for you. Amen.
gathered together as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God, who is ever near, what comfort it is to hear the promises of a Savior. Open our hearts now to receive our Redeemer. Open our eyes and awareness of His presence as we see Him and experience Him in daily life. Fill us with gladness as we anticipate the celebration of His birth among us. May our hearts welcome our King in faith and in love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Stir our hearts, loving Savior, that we might be a loving people, living together in compassion and care for one another. Fill us with joy at being your people together. Give us patience where we jostle against each other, and lead us always as your people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, in this Advent season, we find that we are a people walking in darkness who need your great light. Our world is so full of hurts and illnesses and problems and trials. Bring your comfort to all those who are sick, those in need, those who are alone or afraid, those who are lost or hungry or poor. Bless all in any need, O Lord, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, come again to us this day. Come into our hearts and cleanse them in your mercy. Come when we are sad to comfort us, when we are tired to refresh us, when we are lonely to cheer us. Come when we are tempted to strengthen us, when we are perplexed to guide us, when we are happy to double our joy. Be with us always, merciful Lord. Hold us safe in your arms of love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. Savior of the nations, come.
Make your home here in us.
Feed us with your love, that our faith shine ever new, and our lives reveal your light. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
The beginning and the end, the giver of life. Praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us, bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people, fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, you come to us in the broken bread and the cup we share. Make us ready always to welcome Christ into our hearts, and send us forth to be your people in the world, announcing your coming among us in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor
and give you peace.
Amen.
In peace, serve the Lord.
Is it open here?
It's supposed to be. I left it open, but I got my keys out in case it's not.
Thank you. I'll take it. One spot.
This candle looks like, I was thinking the wick needed to come up. Yeah, looks like the wick needs to come up a bit, evidently for the flame, but
tomorrow.
I left mine at home, but I got parked out here.
Oh,
baskets. I just wanted you to see.
Oh, okay.
That was that one? Well, you got broken in well.
Yeah.